the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, into military operations has reached a critical juncture, as evidenced by a recent report from the Wall Street Journal.
The report details a controversial incident in which the U.S. military allegedly used Anthropic's Claude AI system for intelligence analysis and targeting during a strike on Iran, just hours after then-President Donald Trump issued an executive order banning federal agencies from using Anthropic systems.
That's wild. Imagine deploying cutting-edge AI right after a ban. It feels like a tech race with no rules.
Exactly. This incident underscores the complex interplay between technological advancement, national security, and regulatory oversight, raising urgent questions about the governance of AI in military contexts.
I can only imagine the pressure to act fast, but relying on AI for life or death decisions, that's a huge trust bet.
It's not just about speed, it's about accountability. The report suggests the military used Claude to process satellite imagery, signals, and reconnaissance data, all to identify targets and assess risks.
That's a lot of data to crunch in real time. AI's ability to synthesize info so quickly is a game changer, but it's also a double-edged sword.
Absolutely. The incident highlights how operational priorities can override regulatory directives. Trump's order aimed to block Anthropic systems, citing risks like data privacy and algorithmic bias.
But the military's actions suggest they prioritized tactical advantages over compliance. It's a clash between urgency and oversight, right?
Precisely. And this raises bigger questions. Can regulations keep up with the pace of AI evolution? What happens when the military's need for speed outstrips policy?
It feels like we're entering a new era where AI isn't just a tool, it's a silent partner in warfare. But who's in control?
The report's implications are sobering. If AI can be deployed without scrutiny, it sets a dangerous precedent. We're talking about decisions that could cost lives.
Yeah, and now we're left wondering, who's responsible if an AI system makes a mistake? The developers? The military? The government?
Exactly. This shift toward algorithmic decision-making demands a reevaluation of legal and ethical frameworks. We need clarity on accountability, transparency, and oversight.
It's a tightrope walk between innovation and control. The military's use of Claude shows how fast AI can become indispensable and how hard it is to rein it in.
And that's the crux of the problem. Regulatory frameworks are slow, but AI is accelerating. The gap between capability and control is widening.
It's a wake-up call. We need policies that balance speed with safety, or we risk normalizing AI's role in warfare without safeguards.
Agreed. This incident isn't just about one strike. It's a blueprint for the future of AI in national security. The stakes are too high to ignore.